This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
Mexican lucky. We're up on Mexican lucky. We're up on Mexican lucky. We're up on Mexican lucky.
I love Mexican lucky. Hopefully someone will get that right now, because it's time to do this. I think I have to wait for this to end. There we go. Here it is. I don't know how to stop that. Flip. F. Like Frank. L-I-P. Flip. Don't flip out. Or do. I don't know. If you win $1,000, you might want to flip out. Flip is this hour's code word. Text FLIP to 72881 by the end of this hour for your chance to win $1,000. That number again, 72881. Flip. Is this hour's code word? One lucky national winner gets $1,000. Message and data rates apply. Flip. Is this hour's code word? All right. We'll do another code word in an hour.
All right. Sounds good.
You should be entering hour after hour after hour. I mean, don't you want your $1,000?
Mm-hmm.
Come on. Don't forget halftime trivia is coming up.
Yes.
We have a Pepsi promotion that we're doing. And Vinny has been working very hard on his trivia questions, his halftime trivia questions over there.
Yep. I'm ready.
Yeah. I knew you would be. That's
yes,
your
I'm
way.
Ready.
So I got a little bit of a Lindsay Lohan roundup here. She's not always in the news these days. There was a time when you couldn't get away from Lindsay Lohan. Mm-hmm. There's always something going on with her.
Well, you know what? That douchebag's fell out of the news, too.
Who? Hmm?
That guy.
Brandon whatever.
Oh, Davis?
Oh. Oh, yeah. He only, that was his one moment of glory. That guy.
He being just, a rich snob.
Right.
She's poor.
She's poor. She's only worth like $7 million.
Ugh.
She has a fire crotch.
Sickening.
Tonight at 8 o'clock on MTV, Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club debuts.
Any interest? Do you have any interest? Will you record it?
I will not record it. What I will do, though, is look at a recap of it tomorrow and ask Britton to pull me some junk from it.
Well,
don't worry. We'll be reliving it this morning.
If I'm awake and I remember, I will tune it on.
All right.
Do you think you'll be awake at 8 o'clock?
I don't know.
You know, a lot of times they say stuff will debut at 8 o'clock on MTV, and then because we're on the West Coast, I'll see it at 5 o'clock. I don't know if MTV works that way, but it seems like a lot of cable stuff does.
If I remember, I'll look at the guide when I get home.
Yeah. Either way, don't worry. I'm sure there'll be plenty of talk about it or not. And tomorrow morning.
I don't wish her. I hope she's good.
Me too.
Yeah. I think it's sad that, you know, when I see pictures of her now, she's just this person who was a huge star.
Right. And is now kind of a joke.
Not even kind of a joke. Like she's the butt of a joke. You know, she was so, when she was 12 years old or however old she was, and she did the Parent Trap, she was at, I was like, who is that bright button? That, what a little doll. Talented. She had to do the English accent and the American accent. She had to play two roles. She was amazing. And now she's just a parody of herself. I mean, she was in her mid-20s and getting her face blown up by all kinds of, you know, whatever those shots are they give people. It's like, lady.
Fillers or
please
Botox.
Stop.
She's you're, getting everything
you
done.
You couldn't be more beautiful. And please stop putting on so much makeup. Your freckles are great. Anyway, her show, Lindsay Lohan's Beach House, set in Greece. I guess that's where she is the, or beach club. She's the boss there. I guess she owns the place. She's also got some other nightclubs. I guess she's got a few things going on in Greece, but this is specifically where
in that
where
sense,
it's...
she's doing good by her businesses, and I hope those do
hope.
Well for
sure.
her, too. I mean, I don't have... It's just sad. And clearly, part of the problem was her parents all along.
Oh, no question about it. Like, that is just a group of leeches that she grew up with.
Mm-hmm.
And there was no escaping. They've got her firmly by the ankles.
Right.
Pulling her into the swamp. Or maybe that's where she was going to go the whole time. She was on with Jimmy Fallon last night, it sounds like. This was from last night's. The reason I'm doing this is because they did a parody of Bird Box.
Oh, you know what? I liked that movie.
Yeah,
I know there's
so
many people who didn't, but I thought it was pretty fun.
So the concept of the movie, if I could just lay that out so that as you hear the audio for this, you know, is that you can't look at whatever this monster is. Because if you do, you'll see your greatest fears or it'll make you kill yourself. That's what happens. You see this thing and it affects everybody differently, but in the end, they want to do harm to themselves. Not necessarily to others, but they just wind up offing themselves, doing terrible things to themselves. I don't want to give any spoilers.
Give it away now.
I'm not giving it away, no.
Tom dies.
Oh, my God.
Why the hell did you say that?
You guys said it like 100 times yesterday.
Is that true?
Yeah, how would I know? I don't watch that show.
Anyway.
What a jerk.
Yeah, you're a jerk, man.
Who is?
You're a jerk. You're just a jerk.
Boomin.
Tom!
You're a jerk.
I can't believe you, man.
Tom. You're a jerk.
Be ashamed of yourself.
Tom!
Go on.
So, Jimmy Fallon has Lindsay on. And he and The Roots and Lindsay Lohan do a Bird Box parody. So I can see that, more or less. Vinny, can you see it? All right, so now they're all tying on there. Now they're leaving the office, walking down the hall, feeling their way.
They're holding on to each other.
Yeah,
that's funny.
Uh-oh. Fart jokes, always funny. Okay, now they've made it into a room. I think they might be where they're trying to go. All right, so it's Lindsay Lohan wearing a one-shouldered get-up, and she's doing the dance from the Greek club where she's kicking up her legs and doing the spin around and the hair. Questlove's not having it. Very cute. That's very cute.
All right.
Adorable.
I'll post that to the Facebook page.
Hey, guys. So, obviously, a little send up on Bird Box, but also a promotion for the debut of her new show tonight on MTV. Also, last night, Lindsay Lohan was out having some fun and went home and went to bed early.
No.
Yes. I know. It's breaking news, everyone. Lindsay Lohan had a moment of adult consideration. She had to go home and get some sleep. Although I will say she was leaving her hotel as she said she was getting some sleep.
What does that mean?
Yeah, she's had an early morning. There were, of course, days when she'd just party all night and not worry about the early. Because, you know, she has some promotion to do this morning. Her show's debuting. I'm sure she had some appointments. Mm-hmm. Beach Club, Lindsay Lohan's Beach Club premieres on MTV, and she's got to get out there and promote the thing. And there might be orphans to save. I don't know. Whatever else she's doing, when she was in Russia or wherever the hell she was. Syria, maybe. I'm not sure. Okay, so anyway, that's everything you need to know about Lindsay Lohan. It's really not much, but it's exciting. More breaking news over the weekend. Kris Jenner hyped an earth-shattering announcement about her daughter, model Kendall Jenner.
This is not the way I thought this would go.
It's really not the way anyone thought, and people are actually kind of mad about it.
Mm.
She actually framed it as a profile in courage.
Mm-hmm.
Here's what she tweeted or whatever social media she used. I am so proud of my darling at Kendall Jenner for being so brave and vulnerable. Seeing you share your most raw story in order to make a positive impact for so many people and help foster a positive dialogue is a testament to the incredible woman you've become. So she tweeted that on Saturday. Mm-hmm. And then the moment of the big reveal showed up. Everyone braced for this raw story of courage. Mm-hmm. Kendall Jenner, that's her most difficult moments. I mean, was she coming out of the closet?
Well, what I thought it was is dealing with her anxiety because she has panic attacks. So I thought she was going to be something helping people along those lines.
when the announcement dropped, social media got angry. Social media said, no, that's not a raw emotional story. This isn't brave. Kendall, 23, let everyone know that she has acne.
Oh, for crying out loud.
And a massive endorsement deal with Zit Remedy Proactive. Here are some tweets. You're joking me. This is the big announcement. This is a pathetic cry for attention, said one person.
Another. No, that's advertising, actually. Yeah. It's what they just pulled was advertising. Mm-hmm.
Another person said, Kendall Jenner gets $3,000 facials wearing head-to-toe Balenciaga in between shoots for Vogue. I promise you, she's not using Proactive. let's see here. They actually do show on Keeping Up with the Kardashians, Kris taking Kylie and Kendall to a high-end dermatologist's office where they receive customized skincare regimens.
Nice.
I've never even heard of Balenciaga. I'm looking it up right now.
Balenciaga?
You know what?
I mean, I've heard of it.
It's a designer brand, right?
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, it's mostly shoes are coming
out. You don't wear it?
I've never heard of it. They're coming out with new sunglasses. I'm checking those.
Oh, boy.
Shame on you.
These Prada guys.
Can't believe it.
Of course, these Proactive guys. They've got, you know, listen.
They've had a lot of people on there.
They have. I mean.
What? I'm trying. Spokespeople.
Yeah, who's the guy from Maroon 5? Adam?
Levine. Oh, Adam Levine did
it. He was a dude from it. Jessica Simpson. They're in awe. Here's what they had to say about it. This is Charles Ressler. He's Proactive's Vice President of Creative Services. He says, I am in awe of Kendall's bravery and willingness to be vulnerable and raw. Boy, the raw thing has come up a couple times. Does her face look raw? Does it look like raw meat?
No.
In order to help others, game, period, change, period. She's a hero. Kendall's story is unbelievably compelling. Oh, my God, this is a girl with zits. You guys, it's unbelievably compelling. And most importantly, it's real. Her skin transformation continues to be staggering. She loves Proactive as much as we do. And most importantly, she did this with her whole, very big, incredibly genuine heart.
And
wallet.
For how many millions?
Yeah.
I know.
Did you guys see the commercial?
I did not. People are saying, Bryn, that the commercial was during the E! Red Carpet.
Oh. Can I see
I
it?
Found on the red on the Proactive website.
On their site, yeah.
I thought it was done well. It's kind of long, but I'll just jump to a couple parts here.
I want to see the part where she's got zits.
Yeah, there's some parts where she has some major acne.
Yeah.
Oh.
And you know.
And people have said, too, that she, I mean, sometimes because she has to put on a full face of makeup, and you can see that there's, like, terrain
underneath
her, you
all
know?
The, yeah. What's that, foundation?
Yeah. Yeah.
So yeah, I think it's kind of cool because she's a model, a supermodel. So you know, you get to see the other side of it where she's not always perfect.
Oh, poor thing! That's oh my God, her energy was flipped,
well,
and she
look,
was ready to.
It's
go
an
proactive.
Advertising campaign, so that whole bravery thing's just spin and nonsense. But I do know, as a kid, I had pimples, and it sucks.
Mm-hmm.
But you're a kid, so it's kid troubles. It's not cancer.
It is.
It's not the end of the world.
But it
you
feels
do.
Like it when you're a
right.
kid.
Right. You absolutely
you
are.
You got to put that face out there.
That
everyone
person
gets to look
you
at
see
it.
That you have a crush on is now seeing you, and you're like, oh, God, look away. You just hate it. So I get that.
Sure.
You know, they're showing pictures now. There she is. She's got, yes, she has bad skin.
Let me say, oh, I didn't get to see this again. Oh, yeah, that looks terrible.
Yeah.
Well, that's bad news.
Sucks.
Someone says, I'm 38, struggle with acne. I appreciate she's opening up about it. It is something hard to deal with.
You know? Yeah, but I don't know about this whole bravery thing. You know, they right. just, they made it seem like it was going to be this big, you know, reveal. Like she was coming out.
In the
or
grand
something.
Scheme, trust me, there are people who are like, I would trade my liver cancer for your acne any day.
Yeah.
Or whatever, you know?
Right. Oh, did I miss some zits?
No.
408 says, didn't P. Diddy used to be a spokesperson? No one said he was brave. He was.
I would absolutely get that for my kids if they were having
yeah,
trouble
sure.
with their skin. Because
oh, no,
I know it's a major thing in a teenager's life.
Yeah, we definitely are. We're going through. My kids are on very expensive medication right now, both of them.
Oh,
for,
still?
For zits, sure.
Your oldest is.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. And he ran out of the medicine, and 2 days later, it was like, holy crap, we got to go get him some more medicine.
Oh, really?
Poor thing. Mm. Yeah, it's terrible. You know how it is when you're a teenager.
It's hard.
Well,
as an
he's
adult.
In his 20s, though.
No, he's 19.
Oh.
He'll be 20 this year, actually. Oh, my God, I have a 20-year-old.
Ah, you old.
So old. You are not kidding. Yikes.
Wow.
I know. Anyway, yeah. And plus, I mean, you know, that's a...
$1,000 it's not time to win. I don't know what happened.
What just happened? Am I running that?
I don't know what happened. Sorry. I came up this
Who's
side.
Even playing that?
I'm
scared, man. This new system is just trying to kill me.
So, to be clear, it's not time to call.
It is not time to win.
I was just
I will tell you, though, this hour's code word was flip. You have to the end of the hour to get it in there.
Oh, crunch.
Nicely done, Sarah.
Thank you. Just, you know, in case anybody was worried about it.
72881, right?
Yeah. Thank you. I'm just going to say this really quickly because this is becoming a theme. It seems like every other day or two, I'm seeing some celebrity crying for help on social media.
Uh-oh.
We talked about it even this morning. This Post Malone.
What?
I don't know what he's going through. And that's the thing. A lot of these are super cryptic. Like, are we supposed to send a wellness check person to you? Like, I don't know what's supposed to happen.
That's even worse is when they don't.
He tweeted, this Post Malone, this was, looks like Sunday. If y'all are actually my fans and friends and love me and want me to be mentally stable, can y'all please let me live? I'm trying my best here. That's all I can do. Hasn't posted anything since.
Wow.
What does it mean? I don't know. But that's that one's not quite as bad as the I don't think I can live anymore.
Yeah, that's a little different.
Which was the Pete Davidson one.
He might even be just talking about the fandom that he deals with when he walks the streets.
Right.
He's made his face I mean, he is so recognizable with the tattoos that he probably can't go anywhere, right?
Right. I have a couple more things I wanted to get to really quickly. Tekashi 6ix9ine is in prison. He's looking at potential lifetime in prison. He got to get a visit from his girlfriend. She's the one with the squishy butt that he had pictures of. Her name's Jade, I think. Yeah, there it is, Jade. So he got to have some kind of, I don't know if it was a conjugal visit or they just got to see each other, but while he's stewing in jail, she got to go in there and he got to squeeze her butt.
Yep.
And someone got to take a picture of it and post it on social media.
Lucky him.
So, well, lucky-ish. Could be in there for life. I guess that he feels like he's got some ace in the hole that's going to get him out of there. You know, he's got money and lawyers and... It's like a racketeering thing. And
can I ask you a question?
Please do. I won't have the answer, but I'm open to hearing the question.
You hear that making records and releasing albums makes no money for the artist and that they get paid pennies per thousands of plays on...
Streaming.
Any of the streaming sites, Apple, whatever, Spotify. How do these kids without a show or an act make their dough? How does he make millions?
Well, he supposedly is a gangster that sells a bunch of drugs and pulls licks, you know, so who knows?
Yeah, I don't know what his deal is or how he got the money, but he has done some performing. I mean, I wouldn't know the news about a Tekashi 6ix9ine tour, but there's some shots of him actually performing, so... I assume he's got some money from that.
You have to do a pretty big worldwide tour to accumulate, because it costs money to tour, too.
Absolutely. Yeah, I don't know. Also, he's got a racketeering thing going on.
Okay, maybe that's it.
Maybe some hookers. I don't know.
Well, they're reporting that he's worth $4
million. Oh. So he's not rich. Rich.
I mean, that's...
But he's also not poor.
Right. $4 million will go fast, though, if you buy a lot of jewelry.
And for those people who are into Say Yes to the Dress, which I don't know, is your girlfriend now that you guys are getting married?
Oh, I love that show.
Yeah.
I watch it all the time.
It's a show on TLC called Say Yes to the Dress. And it's basically some woman on her quest to, she's got a budget and they show her all these dresses. And I guess
she goes with her entourage, family, whatever. And everybody says yes. And then at the end, if they go, Sarah, are you saying yes to the dress? Yes, yes.
So they have stars on it from time to time. I want to say, didn't L. King do
it? L. King did do it, and then she ended up not getting married to that guy, right?
Yeah, she canceled the wedding. But they still aired the episode.
I've never seen this, and I don't think the Mrs.
Well, you should watch it. Oh, my God.
The newest show she's on is some show where a person comes in and straightens out your life.
Oh. Like a life coach?
Is it Queer Eye?
No. Is it the Japanese girl?
What's the name of it?
Kamari? Marie Method or something like that?
I don't know. I don't recognize that. But it's something
it's
where
the art of tidying up your life.
Yeah, that's it.
Right? Oh, that's based on that book.
Yeah, it's from the book, and now there's a Netflix series on it, which is
she's
crazy.
Watching that.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
I walked in on it and was like, "What in the hell are you watching?"
She's tidying up.
And it's these two boys who live together that are trying to get their house.
Oh, in order.
In order.
It's a trip because she speaks only Japanese and she has a translator with her.
Oh.
So she comes through and then they say stuff and the translator says stuff to her. Then she says stuff and then they have to translate it back to them. You know, just about
kind
their problems
about
and
the
their how to organize and all that crap.
So you've seen it.
I have. I've watched a few episodes. Fell asleep to it.
Anyway, Steph Curry's little sister was on Say Yes to the Dress, and I guess that his wife and their kid Riley was on it too. And I guess Riley is the star of the show because she's just, you know, she loves her aunt, and she's at one point she's getting super cranky and she falls asleep at one point during it. So anyway.
How old is Riley? Does it say?
About five. It
That's
looks like.
That's the age. Yep. Yeah, they can go from happy to hostile and in a snap.
So Steph Curry's sister, Sydell, I guess is her name, S-Y-D-E-L. Anyway, she's on, say, she married actually months ago, apparently.
Oh,
you know, but
so
they shot
did it air?
It aired, looks like over the weekend.
Oh, God, I must have watched 10 episodes of that over the weekend.
Looks like you missed it. Anyway.
Oh, it's probably in the new season because it was having a marathon and I was watching.
Oh,
I got it.
I see. All right, Benny, what's coming up for the news?
Disneyland makes the news. Where a guy might hide something.
Oh.
And more after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. It is time for you to get to your phone and call us up, 800-400-3697. We are doing this Pepsi halftime trivia. So someone is going to get qualified for a trip for two to Atlanta. You'll have access to an exclusive Pepsi Super Bowl party and Pepsi Super Bowl festivities and win today's Pepsi prize. You have to answer a Pepsi trivia question. It's actually not about Pepsi. It's a halftime trivia question. Today's Pepsi prize is a Microsoft Xbox Fortnite bundle.
Oh, man.
Yeah, people are into this Fortnite thing.
Yeah, they are.
So you get this Microsoft Xbox Fortnite bundle.
I'm going to look that up.
So that's your qualifying prize. One grand prize winner is going to be randomly selected from the five qualifiers this week. So if you win this today's prize, you have, you know, 20% chance of winning the whole damn thing. So, Vinny, we're going to start with caller number 9. Give me the trivia question, and we'll get somebody on the line here.
Whose halftime performance was delayed due to a blackout in the stadium?
Oh. That does sound familiar. So, whose halftime performance was delayed by a blackout? So, technical difficulties.
Right.
All right. We're going to start with caller number 9. Hooman's going to let me know when that happens. We'll just wait here for that. Hooman, what do you think?
He's gonna hang out.
I know. He's like chatting
just
with them.
Just turn the music up.
Trying to get their name.
That's a good idea.
Carlo, line 3.
Carla on line 3. Hello, Carla.
Carlo.
Hello, Carlo.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good. Thank you.
All right. Here's the question. You ready?
Yes.
Whose halftime performance was delayed due to a blackout in the stadium?
Oh. Few years back, my goodness.
Come on, buddy. Is he looking it up on his
Do
phone?
Do not look
You're
it up on
out
your
of time.
Phone.
You're running
I'm
out
not,
of time.
I'm not.
We need a guess right now.
We need a guess right now. Go, guess.
The song's ending in 3 seconds.
Shoot.
I'm sorry,
Dang,
Carlos.
You don't
but
even
you,
have a guess,
you
Carlo.
Didn't make it.
He was looking it up.
We're going with,
too.
We're going with Stephanie. Stephanie,
yeah.
do you have a guess for us?
I have no idea. I'll totally guess. The Eagles?
No.
I'm sorry. That's incorrect. Good guess. Excellent guess.
Excellent guess.
Carolina.
Can I ask you
yes.
the question again? You ready?
Yes, please.
Whose halftime performance was delayed due to a blackout in this stadium?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I don't know.
Did yeah, you... that's not the right answer. I don't know. It's not the name of the
Okay, I want to suggest to people who are calling, if you don't know, guess.
Yeah, take a guess.
Name an artist. Any artist that you think may have done a Super Bowl. It's got to be someone huge. Okay, next caller.
Hello, Brittany.
Justin Timberlake?
No, but that's a good guess. That's a legitimate guess.
Good
Thank
guess.
You.
Good guess, even though you're wrong.
Sai.
Yes.
All right. What do you think?
I didn't get to hear the question.
Here's the question. Whose halftime performance was delayed due to blackout in the stadium?
Shucks. I can't remember. I'm just going to go for Prince.
No,
I'm sorry.
It's not
he
Prince.
Tried.
But way to guess. That's
another very good guess. Mm-hmm.
All right, Alan, what do you think?
Hey, guys.
Hey.
Janet Jackson?
No.
Not Janet Jackson.
Not Janet,
but again,
I am shocked by this one.
Valid guess. Roy.
Hey, it's Leroy.
Hi, Leroy.
Leroy.
How are you?
What's up, dude?
I got a 3-year-old screaming in my ear over here.
Awesome.
Is she screaming the correct answer?
Right. I think. Was it Beyonce?
It was Beyonce. Yeah. This was during the 2013 Super Bowl in New Orleans, where the 49ers played the Ravens.
All right, congratulations, Leroy. You have today's Pepsi prize. That's an it's a Microsoft Xbox Fortnite bundle, and you're in the running to win this trip for two to Atlanta with access to all this exclusive Pepsi Super Bowl halftime festivities.
Hot.
All right,
thank
so
you guys.
You're one of the five qualifiers. Super Bowl tickets not included. The other's going to be up on you when you get there. You got to snag a pair of those. But hold the line, and Hooman's going to get all your info, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, congratulations.
Leroy.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by Jane in the Afternoon on Alice Radio.
Jane, you're playing a game called Hot Dog Got By Its Real Name.
We've got a great lineup here at Alice.
We sure do.
Starting here with us in the morning. Lexi takes over in the middle of the daytime. Will she be in today?
Yes.
All right.
Lexi.
Takes over to drive you home.
Hot.
Speaking of, as the day moves along here, we should expect to see heavy winds, thunder, rain, big waves. They're even saying possible rock slides in certain regions.
Jesus.
We've got another heavy storm moving into the area tonight.
Oof. Is it raining now? Because I feel like it's so dark.
No, the roads are slightly wet, but it's not raining. Windshield wipers going.
Rain.
There was a little bit of mist on my drive in this morning, but nothing worth worrying about.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's headed our way. Storm watch.
2019.
And we got a ton of snow
from the last storm.
So that's the news is good
people
there.
People were trapped for days on 80. So
did your boy make it home?
Who, Johnny?
Yeah.
I don't know. We are supposed to tape his podcast today, so hopefully he made it home.
It wasn't raining that hard yesterday, right?
I don't think so. In fact, the sun was out for a little while yesterday.
I don't know.
Last I heard, we're doing it.
All right.
So I'm just going to go with that.
So this is a guy. My next story is about a guy who has screwed up royally in his marriage repeatedly.
Oh, no.
Over and over. And so what he decided to do, hoping to repair things with his missus, was get a tattoo.
Uh-oh.
That explains exactly how much he understands how badly a screw-up he is.
So was he banging other women? Is that what the
I'm going to read the tattoo that he got to you.
Okay, let's hear this.
This goes from nipple to nipple.
Straight across?
All the way down his tummy.
Oh, this is a paragraph.
To his belly button.
Oh, boy. Okay.
So this is covering his upper torso.
All right.
Nice. Jose Torres, I'm getting a tattoo voluntarily on January 2nd, 2019 so that I can earn my wife's trust back for the pain and suffering I have caused in our marriage. I am a liar, cheater, manipulator, deceiver. I think the word they've blanked out here is whore/prostitute lover.
No.
Dishonest and disrespectful. I'm going to now give you the tattoo because my question to you is, do you take this man back? Is that enough after the behavior he's clearly owning up to for you to say you're worth another try? This picture made it onto the interwebs.
I don't like the font.
Oh, you don't?
It's, you know, I personally do not take this guy back, but it sounds like.
Because of the font? What if it was Cursifon?
I think he spelled deceiver wrong.
There are misspellings.
Oh my gosh.
And
and disrespectful.
Right. There are misspellings.
Oh man.
They say there are also grammatical errors, but you know, that's a tattoo parlor and the place. Actually, I don't think they call them tattoo parlors anymore.
What do they call
shops?
I don't know.
I like the font.
I don't like the font. It's just too. It's too much like a memo that I would get at work. I feel like I'm, you know, at work. Good try, buddy, but I just don't think
you
so.
You don't want to look
no.
at that every day.
I don't want to look at that and be reminded. Now every time I see you shirtless, I'm reminded that you love horrors.
You're all that, yeah.
You know?
Or you're reminded that he did that for you.
Yeah, it's for you. He loves you.
I might say maybe, but you're going to need to get that removed only because getting it removed is going to be so painful.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Wow, you're mean lady.
Oh, I'm going to keep going.
Or maybe it could just be okay, I guess that it is about the pain of removing it, because I was going to say he could get some, you know, fabulous portrait of her.
To cover that up?
To cover it up.
It's huge.
It's
like a big block.
That's a disaster.
Yeah.
It's not
an absolute disaster.
This isn't universally accepted, but it seems like some places like to be called tattoo studios.
Oh, tattoo studios. I've heard that before.
But
yeah.
Parlor isn't like.
That old school?
Well, it's still accepted.
Good. Phew. I don't want no trouble.
Yeah. I want to go to the tattoo parlor.
Oh, my God. What did you just say?
I thought I wanted to go to the tattoo parlor.
Oh, boy. Get out.
Is this not a parlor where I can sit in some kind of a comfortable chair?
This is a studio.
It seems more like a parlor.
Oh, brother.
I believe I can speak for the entire show when I say we're all Disneyland fans here.
Sure.
Disneyland has announced it's going to be hiking. It's already steep ticket prices once again as it prepares for the big opening of its Star Wars.
Oh, geez. I would love to get down there and see that.
Me too. Anyway, I'm not surprised by that at all. The park is, it's Disneyland.
How much does it cost to go right now?
Let's see here.
Yeah, you're paying for the experience.
The park has now moved into the triple digits for the first time.
Oh.
It looks like the least expensive daily ticket. Oh, this is Disney World, will be $109. The park in Anaheim, Disneyland, is $104.
That's the least expensive.
Right.
Jesus. $100 to spend.
I'm looking at a site that says if you buy 3 day, though, you can get it for as little as $70 a day.
Oh, there you go.
That's not bad.
Well, most people want the park hopper, don't you?
Yeah.
So 3 day, one park per day. So it is a park hopper, though.
Oh, it is. Right. Okay. Yeah, you got to go back and forth.
You do. It's actually sort of a bummer that you can't just treat it all as one park.
Right.
I mean, it is the same park. Right there.
Totally worth it, though. It's so fun.
It is.
I've had some of the best times. I'm actually bummed. I mean, I'm not bummed because we got a neat little kid out of the deal, but we got to wait for this baby. I'm not going there with a baby. Mm-mm. Forget it. I've seen those people who are there with babies. They're miserable.
Well, this is a good opportunity for you and your older daughter, or your wife and your older daughter, to go to the alone, have like some serious.
Well, if I were to be invited to do an event with them again, I probably would bring my daughter.
Right.
And then have my mom meet us and we could, you know, do a thing.
Oh, that's a good idea.
Great.
Make a day of it. Mm-hmm. The missus would be.
Let's put the bug in
furious, though. Yeah. She has, what do you call that? FOMO?
Oh.
She does not like missing out on good times.
Well, that's too bad that she wanted to have another baby then, isn't it?
Yeah.
Reminder of that, Vinny.
You're working. That's a work thing for you.
ding, ding, ding. Yeah, so that's, she would be.
I can already see what's going to happen.
What?
She's coming and
on.
So is that baby.
No.
Yes.
No.
That's what's happening.
That is
what's
happening. We'll put money on it.
Let's put money on it right now.
$10 says. You know what, though? No one's going to bet against me.
No, I'm with you. If you, I thought Vinny's going to take it.
Yeah, I'm
with
taking
you
too, the bet.
Sarah. All right. We're all bet. $10 each.
Yeah. Against me.
Against you.
That baby's not coming this in 2019.
No, the baby is coming.
The next time you get to go down there for work, you're not just taking your daughter.
In 2019?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, that's, no. It's, I'm saying this year. Once right, the baby's fine. Old enough, yeah, I bet on this year.
I'll bet on this year too.
Okay, I'll bet on this year.
If it happens in 2019 and you want to bring Isla, then the other two are going to come.
Yeah, they're coming.
Right, they're going to want to, but then I'm going to tell them no.
They're
going to
come. Christina will book that. Hold on.
No,
of course they will.
I want a crisp $10 bill.
Oh my God.
Crisp.
You would want a specific bill.
I know, right?
You need the date on it specified too.
No, serial number. I'm just getting ready to put it in my wallet.
The wager's going up on the big board.
Oh, you're drawing on the glass.
Yeah. Teddy.
I'm going to go on Vinny's side.
No, you're not.
Oh, my God.
I'm not bringing that
bait. What are you, crazy? I'm just going to give him some support.
Forget it.
But then you're going to have to pay
it. I won't do it.
You have to pay the
paper. It's not going
to
happen.
I'll just borrow it from you.
Hey.
The guy in Florida, surprise, makes the news.
Floridian.
Apparently, a 40-year-old guy in Tampa named Wesley Scott was arrested last Friday on an outstanding warrant. When the cops took him to jail, he claimed he didn't have any drugs or weapons on him.
All right.
When they got him to jail, they strip-searched him, and unfortunately for him, they found three syringes.
Hidden deep inside of him.
Mm. Then he handed them to one of the guards and tried to claim that they actually belonged to someone else.
Oh, he was just like keeping them for someone?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. When they started to strip search him, that's what he produced them.
Oh.
So he actually
gave a little squeeze. I was holding these for someone else, just so I know you're about to find these.
Right,
so.
That's when he said, these aren't mine.
Yeah.
Then what happened?
He's got new charges on top of the outstanding warrant charges due to bringing contraband into the facility.
See. Man, that's drug addiction, though, right there.
Yeah.
I mean, that's,
living
that's
with
actually
something
really
like
sad.
That, just as you're walking around, you got that
up your butt. I mean, look. Somebody dumped that. Oh, someone did.
What's wrong with you?
I'll do it again.
I just feel so bad for people who are... If you're that addicted that you're cramming that, I mean, that just seems...
Don't say more stuff.
I just feel bad.
We're running out of dump time here.
Yeah.
I'm not
just stop talking.
Okay.
Our text number is 800-400-3697. Here's a couple. 415 says, there's the laundered money a la Ozark for 6ix9ine's wealth.
Huh?
He probably has way more than $4 million, they're saying.
Oh.
He's not... The $4 million is not on the up and up.
I see. That's just the laundered part of it, is what they're saying. Mm-hmm. I get it.
That makes sense.
Yeah, I mean, he's got, like, the guy, I don't even quite know what the charges are, and he's looking at life in prison.
510
like,
says.
Racketeering? That sounds like mob
dude,
stuff.
Dude! The art of tidying up is my jam.
Oh.
I love folding clothes now.
Oh.
Don't knock it till you try it.
Anita's all about it, too. She uses all the methods.
Oh. Is that right?
The socks, the t-shirts, rolling them up. It's great.
Oh.
That I can just look at it and choose.
Wow. So she's got you all squared away,
yeah,
huh?
Yeah, it's great. Yeah, she's a laundry girl, so I'm happy about that.
Well, wait a minute. You don't do any laundry?
Yeah. Well, I help bring out the hamper when it's needed.
You don't do laundry.
You know what I do? I do wash the sheets. Because that's hard, you know, putting it around, pulling it.
You only do the sheets once what? Once a week?
We share the hamper.
It's okay. I'm just asking. What's the deal? So you just do the sheets once a week?
Yeah, well, once every 2 weeks. And then...
2 weeks? Yeah, you let her roll weeks. And you don't even share a bed with her.
You're right.
Go 3 weeks.
What does that matter? The point is the Copperine method is great. It's super organized and... You know, your socks are all like...
So she not only does your laundry, but folds and puts it away?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
She's the best.
Who's your agent? I worked out the worst deal for myself.
What's your deal? What's your deal?
I do my own laundry, I fold my own laundry, and I put my own laundry away.
Yeah, but you don't have to do the kids' laundry.
Well, yeah. Why would I do that?
Because they're your children.
Yes. Oh, my God. How dare you throw that back at me? He doesn't do anybody's laundry.
All you have to do is your own.
Yeah.
No one in my house does. I do all the laundry.
Who? But you like doing the laundry.
This is what I'm saying.
In my defense,
I need
though,
that deal.
We only have one laundry hamper thing. So we just both throw our stuff in there. And then she takes care of it.
Why doesn't your roommate
you don't
do your
magically
defense?
Disappears?
I'm just, what?
It just magically
I'm
disappears.
I'm not magically, mad at you. I'm complimenting you. You got a good deal.
Thank you.
Why doesn't Vinny's roommate do his laundry too?
I'm going to make my agent call my lady.
Why doesn't Vinny do some of the kids' laundry?
Oh, no, that's not
oh,
the way it
get
works.
Out.
Why doesn't Vinny
how dare
do
you?
His girlfriend's laundry?
Why not just do one more?
Why?
Yeah.
Because I don't understand half the stuff she's got in there.
Yeah.
What is
it's in the
this?
Laundry. Throw it in the
delicate,
washing machine.
Dry clean.
Super fragile.
Trash.
Ultra organic.
Fragilistic. Espialidocious.
Where was I? Oh, yeah. I was doing tax.
You can do the rest of them. We can take a break right now and we'll come back.
Oh, you want a break on that note?
Yeah, I want a break on that note. I'm all done. I'm done.
All right, fine.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.